come to see how your class was going. Where is everybody?
There is no class.
Did you send everyone to the principal's office already?
No one signed up.
Well, that's not your fault.
I called the department secretary to see what happened. Apparently, I have a reputation for being obnoxious.
What? Hey, Sheldon, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Now I can devote all my time to dark matter.
Oh, you brought cookies for everyone?
Oh, yes. Fig Newtons. I was going to ask them, which scientist both helped to develop calculus and had a famous cookie named after him? And then after someone said Newton, I was going to tell them they're wrong. The cookies are named after a town in Massachusetts. And then I'd throw the cookies away.
Hey, what if I took your class?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why would he?
What's wrong with you? Thinking about getting my doctorate, and he wants to teach? Why not?
No, Howard, I appreciate the gesture, but it was a graduate-level physics class. I don't think you'd understand a single thing I was talking about.
Ask why not again. I've got an answer.
Sheldon, I'm more than smart enough to take your class.
No.
Yes.
How would you determine the ground state of a quantum system with no exact solution?
I would guess a wave function and then vary its parameters until I found the lowest energy solution.
Do you know how they integrate x squared times e to the minus x without looking it up?